sitting as the President speaks in Marshfield, Missouri, Wednesday, September 29, 1948.
Of Webster and adjoining counties, it gives me great pleasure at this time to introduce to you Tom Johnson of Neosho, Missouri, candidate for Congress of the 7th District.
Mighty happy to be here, everybody. Thank you very much.
Now it affords me great pleasure to introduce to you the President of the United States. And the next President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for that wonderful introduction. I think you're a good prophet. You know, it's always a pleasure for me to stop in Missouri and see my old friends. I've been in this town time and again when I was running for the Senate. This town was always good to me in the campaigns that I've had here before. And I'm sure that this town is going to be good to me this time. Some of the newspaper men on board say I talk too much about Missouri. In every state where I've been, I'm always comparing some of the things they have with how much better Missouri is. They say I talk too much about that, but I can't help it because Missouri is just as good as there is, and they don't make them any better. You know, as I come across the nation, I've been across the nation and back, starting at Washington and going to San Francisco, and I'm this far back on the way to Washington again. The country is in a more prosperous condition so far as the farms are concerned than it ever has been before in its history. I stopped in Iowa at Des Moines and attended the plowing contest where there were 100,000 people present. And these farmers were from all over. They were from Minnesota and Wisconsin and North Dakota and South Dakota and Missouri and Kansas. They were having a plowing contest, and I suggested I'd like to see whether I could run a plow again enough. They had four mules and a two-gang plow. I'd see what I could do, and they said I was an old fogey that they didn't use that sort of plows anymore. So I told them, all right, I wouldn't be like your Republicans. I wouldn't try to turn the clock back. They could go ahead and do their plowing with the plow. Then I went on from there to Colorado, across Kansas. People turned out at every place just like you've turned out here to see your president because they're interested in the welfare of this country. They want to know what the issues are in this campaign. And I think all the people are going to try to vote intelligent on this time. To do that, they'll vote the Democratic ticket. Because the Democrats have always stood for the people, and they stand for the people now. The other fellows are generally for special interests, and it's been the case every time they've had control of the government that the special interests had a backdoor entrance to the Treasury, and I'm sure that's not what you want. You want this government to go on as our forefathers founded it, a government of the people. You are the government when you exercise your right to vote, and if you exercise your right to vote and enough people vote, the right people will always get into office. It's the lazy people who don't go to the polls that cause bad men to be elected to office. They don't want to exercise that authority which they have to create a government. Now, Missouri has a splendid ticket in the field this time, from top to bottom. Cannot give anything in the world if every county in the state of Missouri would go Democratic this time because you've got a Missourian run for president. If enough of you turn out, I think Missouri can show that Missouri is in the forward-looking column. Missouri doesn't want to turn the clock back. Missouri wants to go ahead with progress. And that's what the Democratic Party stands for. I wish I had more time to go into all the details and issues in this campaign, but it's getting so late at night, and you've been standing up here so long waiting for me to arrive that I don't feel like I ought to bore you with too much conversation. How would you like to meet my family? Well, I'll introduce Ms. Truman first. And my daughter, Margaret.